Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Carolus, good afternoon to you.
And also to you, all those listening from all over.
Yeah, are you fine today?
I am fine, thank you, Zama. And how are you doing today, my brother?
I'm fantastic. Has the weather improved that side?
It's so cold, but
still
we have
cold.
Had sun. I'm not complaining too much today.
Yesterday you were freezing. I'm glad that you're getting used to it. I'm glad to hear that. Now, Pastor, we're talking about the resurrection of Christ. And in today's conversation, we want to unpack what it would have meant for humanity as well as divinity had Christ failed in his mission, or if death had turned out to be an unconquerable enemy. Now, I do believe that at the end of this conversation, at least we should have unpacked that part. Now, what would be the implications for the Godhead and humanity if Christ had not risen from the dead?
Well, yesterday we mentioned 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we're going to be, in order to unpack the questions and answer the questions, we're going to be there for a while. In verse 14, it says, "And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless. And so is your faith." So, am I audible?
I'm hearing you. Yep.
Okay. So, if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. So, why would the preaching be useless?
Mm.
Well, you wouldn't have anyone to preach about, because the implications for the Godhead, if Christ does not rise, is that we preach truth, Zama, and we cannot preach truth if we don't have truth.
Yeah.
And if Christ did not rise, yesterday we said that his resurrection was a fulfillment of prophecy given by God in the Old Testament, also by Jesus Christ himself.
Mm.
So if we cannot trust the Godhead, then we do not have anything to preach.
Mm.
Also, our faith is then gone, because faith is to live by the word of God. The just shall live by faith.
Yep,
Jesus
yep.
said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." If we do not have confidence in God's word being the truth, then we don't have anything to live by either. So our faith then becomes in vain, futile, another version would say.
Mm.
So if Jesus had not risen, the foundational beliefs of Christianity, such as salvation and eternal life, would be undermined.
Mm.
The authority of Christ, for instance, his resurrection affirms, so his death showed that he became human. Because in his humanity, he died. But his resurrection affirms who he said he was, the Son of God. It affirms his divine nature.
So,
and without it, his divinity can be questioned.
So, Pastor, are you then suggesting that, when God sent his Son to come and die for our sin, he became 100% human, that's okay. So much as he was 100% human, you are saying that the idea that the project would fail, that Christ would not be able to execute it, was not a possibility?
It was a possibility only if Christ was not who he claimed to be.
Okay.
And I think that's where the question comes in. If he had not risen, what implications would that be?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Christ would not be who he said he was. You'd be a fraud.
Yep.
And faith, the very fact that he is able to say the words, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up."
Mm.
He says, no one takes my life from me. I lay it down, but I also take it up again.
Mm.
So the laying down of his life points to his humanity, because he could die. He took on mortality.
Mm-hmm.
But the taking up his life again and raising his life again, that shows his divinity. And it's through his resurrection that proves his divinity that we have hope of eternal life. Okay, so coming to the humanity part of the question, the human part, what about us? Without resurrection, humanity has no hope of eternal life. Also, according to Paul in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 17, he says, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, you are yet in your sins. So without the resurrection, yes, the death of Christ, it gives forgiveness, but it is the resurrection of Christ that confirms or affirms that forgiveness. And so without his resurrection, we are still dead in our sins. True. If Christ only died, then and we died with him, but he did not resurrect, then there's no hope, not only of eternal life, but even the life of the new creature here on earth.
Now, how should we then, as a Christian community, approach the matter of loss and grief? I'm talking about this in light of the resurrection of Christ, the Messiah.
If it's true, and we do believe that Jesus was resurrected, then it gives us, in the same way, if he wasn't resurrected, we don't have hope. So because we know that he is resurrected, we now have the resurrection as a source of hope. Christ's resurrection guarantees that death is not the end. And so according to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, another passage in scripture that deals with the resurrection, it ends by saying that we should comfort one another with these words. Which words? The words of the second coming, the words of the resurrection of the dead, which gives us hope not only to see Jesus again, but also to see those of our loved ones who have died in him, to see them again. So it gives us a source of hope. It also gives a new perspective on death. You know, death is, like I said, death is not the end. If you think of death, death brings with it quite a lot of things. Besides loss, death also brings confusion at times. Death brings hopelessness at times. And the biblical truth about the state of those who die can really leave you in despair if there's no other refuge, if there's no other place we can go to. I mean, just think about it. If my mom dies and the state of the dead is she can't love me anymore, I can't love her, or rather she can't come to me anymore, she can't speak to me anymore, she has no plans or thoughts about me anymore, that leaves one in a real desperate situation, because the one that has died perhaps was the one that you always went to. This is where the resurrection of Jesus comes in as a source of hope, as a source of comfort, because even though I can't go to my mom, I can go to Jesus. He is the one that I can go to. He not only conquered death, but he also experienced loss while he was on earth. So he's someone that can identify with loss. You know, when John the Baptist died, we see that Christ went to be alone with his Father for a while. When Lazarus died, we see that Christ also wept at that. So Christ understands what I'm going through when I experience loss. And because he lives, I can then, as the song says, I can face tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Because he lives, all fear and confusion and hopelessness and despair is gone. Because I know he holds the future. If he can conquer death, then he truly is God, and that he knows the future and holds the future. Life then, Zama, according to that song, I love that song, by the way. I'm sure you can tell.
Which one is that?
Life then becomes because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And, and at the end of that song, it says, because I know he holds the future, life now becomes worth living.
Because he lives.
Because Jesus lives. He lives, my brother. He lives.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Fantastic stuff there.
Yeah. Now, it gives us a new perspective on death. Paul even says, you know, he doesn't fear death because he knows if he dies, the very next thought, if he dies in Christ, the very next thought, the very next part of the very next step of consciousness is to see Jesus at the resurrection again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we don't have to fear death. Of course, the resurrection also brings strength, as we said, for present grief. You know, knowing that death is conquered, believers can face loss with peace and comfort of the promises of God.
Mm-hmm.
Because he has resurrected, we can believe all the other promises.
And one
of the most beautiful promises is John 14, verse 1 to 3. Do not let your heart be troubled.
Believe in God and believe in me.
Believe in me.
Yeah.
Believe the God of the Old Testament through the prophecies. Believe in me, the resurrection and the life. And all of these were confirmed with the resurrection of Jesus. So we can believe in him. And if I can believe in his promise, then I can look forward to a future to be with him forever and ever, where death will never enter again.
Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Now, Pastor, how does his, resurrection, I'm talking about the Messiah's resurrection, inform the way we comfort others who are going through loss, who are grieving? Some have lost hope, and some have had this person who's been a breadwinner. Now that they're gone, which means that the family is going to be getting to abject poverty, and we have a resurrection this side. How do we comfort these people? I don't know how we do it. Do we still raise a resurrection is promised, or what do we do?
Well, the Word of God has got power, and again, the resurrection confirms His Word, and that's why Paul, in a few instances in his letters to the churches, speaks about the resurrection of as the power of the resurrection. Now, when others are grieving, the power of God's word, if we have faith in it, and if we have faith to believe that the word not only says things, but also does things, the very things that it says, the Bible says, in Isaiah 55, that when I send the word will accomplish the thing that I sent it to or with. So when Jesus says, comfort one another with these words, in First Thessalonians 4, verse 18, he's saying that the words itself bring comfort. Which words? The words of the second coming, the words of the resurrection, at the second coming. So in faith, we share with people the word of God about the resurrection, about the second coming. And that word, because God, Jesus said, we must comfort each other with the word itself brings comfort through the ministry of the Holy Spirit. So, to emphasize to someone that death is not the end, it is but a sleep. The death of a loved one is but a sleep. We will be with them, another song, and I love bringing these songs because some of them have beautiful theology. There's a song sung by, I think it's Legacy 5, it says, part of that song says, we will be with them for longer than we were without them.
Yeah.
What about theology in words for a song is that, my brother? I think the song is called "There's a Hello After the Goodbye." and those words are powerful because if you think about it, we spend with our loved ones, we spend, what, 70 years and maybe a little more, some very, very much fewer than that also. But if we think of eternity, what comfort that would bring to someone, you know, to know that, yes, I will see them again. And when I do, it's going to be much longer. I'm going to enjoy their presence for much longer than now. Give someone the willingness also to accept Christ in order for that to occur. Of course, the biggest prize for the Christian is to see Jesus himself, which is made possible by the resurrection in any case. So, yeah, and then just to add a little more, you know, we can show compassion. So talking about the future sometimes sounds like we're being aloof from what's actually happening. As I mentioned earlier, Jesus, when others grieved, now I was just reading this morning, when Jesus visited the city of Nain, many had come for healing, and as they walking there, they walked past a burial. A mother, a widow, was burying her only child, as you said, the breadwinner of the family, the one she was depending on. And Jesus looks at this woman and is filled with compassion for her. He's filled with sympathy and even empathy, because Jesus, as our everlasting Father, has also lost children, you know, through the cold hand of death throughout the ages, much more than what we would ever lose. But he understands what she's going through. He understands the complicated life that she's now thinking of. And he then raises this child to life. Now, Jesus may not come through for us in that very way, but he's going to come through for us as the one who can provide for us when we have lost that breadwinner. You know, he chose to provide for her by raising the breadwinner back to life.
Yep.
And, you know, but God has a thousand ways, more than even, to provide for his children when we believe in him and have faith in him. So even now, we can share with others the good news of the resurrection. And so by sharing with them, you know, there's a lovely verse in Romans 12, verse 15, that also helps us to talk to others when they are grieving. Romans 12, verse 15, it says, "Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep." You know, Jesus, the shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept. So Jesus shared in the grief. And sometimes we display the glory of Christ by just being present in the lives of those who are grieving. If we can just be there for them, you know, and be and allow God to use us to presently comfort them. And in that way, there's also hope for the future everlasting comfort that will come. We can encourage others to lean on Jesus in their sorrow. Maybe a closing text, if you don't mind.
That's all right.
Psalm 34, verse 18. Psalm 34, verse 18 tells us, "The Lord is near unto them that are of a broken heart, and save such as be of a contrite spirit." The Lord is near, and God wants to use you and me, Zama, as his presence to those who are grieving.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must say thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and giving us these beautiful words. I love the words in Thessalonians 4, verse 18, where it ends actually, "that therefore comfort one another in these words," which means that we actually are going to be going through tough, perilous times. We're going to lose loved ones, and some will fall by the way. But God has also made a provision by giving us words that we should comfort one another. Thank you so much, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you so
much, Pastor. It's a pleasure, always.
Thanks.
God bless.
Blessings. Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.